Lately, we've seen quite a correction in biotech stocks. Have we seen the trough? Have we turned the corner? I want to talk about that today. With me today, Susanna Ödmark and Hugo Schmidt. My name is Henrik Mittelman, and welcome to Renman Partners. Have we seen the trough in biotech shares?
It's a really good question. It's been brutal. We're down 60% since peak in
February. Index-wise, not the fund.
No. Good point. Mm. Index, the XPI or the index is down 60% since peak in February last year. But May had a horrible start. But since that bottom, if we can call it that, it's actually performed fairly well and even continuing to do well in the first few days in June. With so much going on in the rest of the world, it's impossible, obviously, to know that for 100% certainty, but we're hopeful.
But while the XBI, the broad index of biotech shares, has collapsed, the fund, how did it perform in May?
Measured in euros, the fund was down 4.5%. And what we saw was, as we've seen during the whole year, the subsectors pharma and services performed relatively well, whereas the small and mid caps and the subsectors medical technology and biotechnology performed worse. So that's the theme that we've seen throughout the year.
And year to date, what's the fund?
Year to date, down 14.7%.
Okay. Yeah.
Measured in euros again.
So in perfect hindsight, you should have allocated all your money into
large pharma. Mm. And services. I mean, the distributors,
yeah,
one of our, well, the best performer, if we look at the first 5 months, is actually a distributor, and a US distributor.
Distributor of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Mm. But large cap in general has performed so much better than small and mid cap.
And how, sorry.
No, to your point, yes, hindsight is always 50-50 or 20-20. to your point, we try to have a diversified portfolio, but we have actually had less biotech than we've had historically, and we've had more large cap than we've had historically, and that has served the fund very well during this year. So it could have been a lot worse.
So that has been somewhat of an airbag.
Yes.
But... what's the allocation today? How much biotech
share
do you have?
We're fairly evenly distributed, actually. We're with biotech 25, large pharma closer to 30, medtech around 25 as well, and the remainder in services.
Yeah, in services, 20%.
Okay.
And historically, biotech has played a much bigger role with what is the average?
I think around 39%.
Yeah.
Okay, so 39% biotech, and now this year you've kept it a bit below that, below 30.
Yeah, 25.
25 today.
Yeah, 25 today.
But historically, you've been higher at 39%. Mm-hmm. How much has biotech contributed to fund performance if you take a longer horizon?
If we summarize the past 10 years, the fund in total is up 400%, and half of that comes from performance in biotech.
Okay.
So biotech has been instrumental in the performance that we've been able to generate.
So the bet is that you accept volatility in order to gain something in return.
Exactly. But we also accepted that we need less volatility in a macro environment that we're in right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
But what could possibly change the sentiment in favor of biotech?
I think, you know, why we saw the peak in February last year was because that's when the worries around inflation started, and the worries around will there be interest rate increases. So that was the starting point of the turn down. But in addition to that, we have seen so many new companies being introduced, and they come earlier and earlier with not that much data that can really confirm or validate their business models. And these companies will need a lot of additional external capital to be able to get to a point where they can launch a new product. And this has created a sort of a situation where investors, they just cannot consume more biotech companies. There needs to be some sort of consolidation in the marketplace. And obviously, we need to see more activity among the larger cap companies to come in and acquire them.
Mm. And we've seen the start of that. We've seen two pretty large deals where we were invested in one of the companies that got acquired, which was
Biohaven.
Exactly, and that was a good thing for the fund, obviously. But just to give you an example of how bad it is out there, so you have a record level of biotech companies now trading below cash, and you actually have a record number of biotech companies trading below half of cash. So you've never had these many companies with a negative EV, negative enterprise value, as you have right now.
But so if I was CEO of a large pharma company, why shouldn't I buy those biotech companies with that kind of valuation?
Because you need, as a large CEO company, of a large pharma company,
right,
you worry about top line growth for the next 3 to 7 years. And buying a biotech company that is about to start clinical trials in humans, that's not going to solve your problem.
No.
You need to acquire a product that either is already launched or is about to get launched. So commercial companies or about to become commercial companies are the ones that are on your target radar. And the other ones are just, they're just too early stage. They need to find a different solution.
So a very brief answer to my complicated or complex question. Have we seen the trough in biotech?
We're hopeful. We're hopeful. But we're also mindful about the environment out there, which could have an impact on these stocks that need a risk-on environment to work.
And we're hoping that we are turning a corner now, but an important part of this puzzle is where are rates going? And what are your thoughts on this, Henrik? Do you think that we will have rates going up to the 3-5% mark, or how are you viewing things?
I doubt that, simply because I think that we are too indebted, and the impact of minor rate changes is quite significant these days. And consequently, we're more sensitive. And from that viewpoint, I think a couple of rate hikes and that's it. And the sort of the worry that affects markets these days, that we will see sort of an interest rate shock. I don't think so.
No.
From that viewpoint, it should support your sector.
Yes.
Yes.
But there are so many more factors out there that will also have an impact. I mean, you are sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, in a way, with inflation on one hand and the risk of recession on the other hand. And until we get some clarity around this, we can't with any certainty say that we have turned the corner. But the experience that we have from the last couple of weeks trading in biotech, it looks like there is hope at least.
Very good, very good, very hopeful. Finally, a word on valuation in general.
In general, we're finding strong valuation support. I know that we always say this, but we can actually point to historical numbers and say that valuations on a PE measurement scale are below historical averages. And as I said, for biotechnology, we're finding very strong valuation support. MedTech is the outlier that is trading a bit higher, but they've also been the subsector that has come down the most. So in general, when we are looking at valuations, we're finding strong valuation support, which I mean makes sense given the downturn in stocks that we've had in many places. But on the other hand, we have to weigh this against inflation expectations and also the need for external financing for many companies.
We also should add that the risk in earnings is much lower in this sector than it is in many other sectors. So the stability that we've seen in valuations in PE multiples makes sense because we don't expect, apart from medical technology, that is more impacted. But people will need their medicines.
That's true, that's true. Good final words from Susanna Ödmark. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hugo, and good luck. And thanks for listening and watching.